You've got this very warm, nurturing family. You've got surrounded by your siblings. You've got the amazing Norwegian background making you very sort of esoteric and interesting to everyone. But then suddenly at age 11, tragedy strikes.
That's right. My father was killed in a car accident on the A8 coming back from Glasgow. My uncle was a Norwegian consul general in Glasgow. And they were very close, my uncle, and I call him my uncle, but he's actually my dad's cousin. And the three boys were very, very close. And they were together, and he came back. And, of course, you hear stories afterwards. At the time, I was staying at my girlfriend round the corner, you know, one of the sleepovers, and I came home, and my youngest brother was 4. He was running up and down the living room shouting, "Daddy's been in a car crash, Daddy's..." And I'm saying, what's going wrong? And nobody told me. Nobody said, I just went, "Oh, is he all right?"
Did you not see the expression in the adult faces?
Well, I didn't see any adults for a while, I don't think, apart from my mother. And I think my mother was in such shock that she certainly didn't cry. And then a reporter came to the door. So I had to go to the door and say, "Go away."
And you still had no idea that your father had died?
No, but my uncle from Glasgow and his wife, a Norwegian, obviously, and very, you know, loved my father very much. And she just came running to me in front in the path and just held me and started crying. And my uncle just went and put his hand on my shoulder like that. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was all I know. And my memory now was of sitting in the front room with my grandmother on her